What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the day for us to take our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Some 450 small and medium-sized pharmacies were closed on Monday nationwide. This due to the imposition of Executive Decree No. 17 of August the 10th, said Orlando Perez, who chairs the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, UMPROFA. The said decree set a 30% discount on the price of 170 medications as of yesterday. Well, Perez said that with the entry into force of this decree, it is difficult for them to provide the service to the communities. He also indicated that these pharmacies are at the expense of being fined by the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO. Why? For not complying with the new provision. They condemn us to bankruptcy, said Perez, who said that this weekend they held meetings on the matter at the headquarters of the Ministry of Health and they turned their back on us. The president of UMPROFA urged the Panamanian president, Laurentino Cortizo, to rectify. We hope that the government calls us and we reach an understanding, added Perez, who reiterated that they are asking for a repeal of the aforementioned decree. Well, last night, the government reiterated that as of this Monday, Executive Decree No. 17 came into force in order to guarantee the price of reduction demanded by the country's population. In addition to the announced 30% discount, the special discounts established by law were maintained, such as the 20% discount for retirees. Meanwhile, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama expressed through a statement that it is unfortunate that the government has ignored the request of all the sectors involved to grant additional time for the implementation of the decree, which was based on technical, economic and commercial supports, which respond to market realities. This decision will affect the Panamanian private sector at a time when we have indicated that the most important thing is to be able to generate sustainable economic growth, which results in the creation of much-needed jobs, the union warned. Well, the head of the health portfolio, Luis Francisco Sucre, said that there is a willingness to continue dialogue with all parties on this matter. In Panama, there are some 1,159 pharmacies between private and health institutions, according to the Ministry of Health reports, of which some 450 are members of UMPROFA. To generate the necessary demand for the reactivation of the tourism sector, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, is asking the government for the economic allocation that by law corresponds to the Tourism Promotion Fund of Panama, PROMTUR, Panama. Well, Marcela Galindo, president of the CCIAP, recalled that PROMTUR is an initiative that arises from the private sector with the aim of having a planned, executed and sustainable international destination promotion. Likewise, it should not be affected every 5 years with the changes of government. We began to see the first results of these efforts when in the business intelligence report of PROMTUR Panama from January to June of this year, which is based on figures from credible international measurement sources, it is highlighted that we are on track in the process of recovery and that if it continues like this without further damage due to demonstrations that affect free transit in a country, the trend indicates that by the end of the year we will be reaching the levels that the sector had in 2019, as indicated by the latest figures from the hotel sector, highlighted Galindo. In the same way, it was stressed that the country needs to attract tourists from the main markets, which is achieved with constant and frequent promotion. The business sector expressed its concern so that the work already accomplished is not lost, since it would take a long time for the country to resume promotion at the international level, negatively impacting the sector, the economy and the reputation of Panama. There are already international commitments acquired between participation in prestigious fairs worldwide, such as the development of international events in our country, whose execution is in danger due to the lack of these resources, Galindo recalled. Another point that stands out is that the Panamanian tourism industry needs to work in a unified manner, especially the Tourism Authority of Panama and PROMTUR Panama, with the goal of regaining interest in visiting the country and rescuing jobs lost in the COVID-19 pandemic. The importance of re-adding the more than 100,000 direct and indirect jobs that the sector generated in 2019 is also reiterated, and this will be possible if continuity is given to the work carried out by the organisation that is called to promote the destination, PromTour. The National Police confirmed on Monday that the theft of about $700,000 from the branch of the National Bank of Panama, located on Calle 26, Caledonia District, is being investigated. There are still no further details of the situation while police officers cordoned off the area for the start of investigations. We inform the general public that our branch located on Calle 26 at Caledonia was robbed. At this time, the competent authorities are determining the damages, reported the National Bank of Panama on social networks. It is unknown exactly what time the event occurred, but it is preliminarily known that it could have occurred between Saturday and Sunday. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office initiates an investigation for a crime against economic assets, a form of theft, to the detriment of the Banco Nacional branch of Calle 26, Caledonia. The prosecutor's office remains on site collecting evidence, the public ministry reported on its Twitter account. The brothers Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, sons of former Panamanian president Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal, will be released on the 25th of January of next year, as revealed by the technical files of the two convicts from the Justice Department's Office of Prisons from the United States. The Martinelli Linares pleaded guilty to laundering $28 million that the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht paid in exchange for contracts. The money received by the brothers would have been intended to benefit a close relative and high-ranking official of the Panamanian government. On May the 20th of 2022, the judge in the case, Raymond J. Deary, head of the United States District Court for the Eastern District of New York, sentenced them to pay 36 months at 3 years in prison and 2 years probation, as well as to pay a fine of $250,000. The judge warned at the sentencing hearing that the months that they spent in preventative detention since their arrest in Guatemala would be recognized for both of them as the time of their sentence. In the first 6 months of the year, the total expenses for the non-financial public sector far exceeded revenues, thus generating a fiscal deficit. Expenses totaled $7,498.2 million, an increase of 1.1% compared to the previous year, while revenues totaled $5,578.3 million, an increase of 7.8%. The result is therefore a fiscal deficit of $1,919.9 million, lower than that registered in the first half of 2021, when revenues were still feeling the effect of the restrictions imposed by the pandemic. Most of the spending went to state operations, to current spending, which limits the ability to make investments in infrastructure that meet the basic needs of the population, said economist Luis Alberto Moran. For his part, the economist Ormeldo Estrada commented that the fact that expenses are higher than income ends up translating into an increase in public debt and the consequent associated interest expense, also limiting the space for other investments. The delaying tactics by lawyers once again altered the course of the Blue Apple case, an investigation that tracks the payment of bribes by construction companies to former officials to keep millionaire state work contracts. The trial of 26 people scheduled for today, Tuesday, was suspended due to appeals filed by defense attorneys for several of those investigated, sources from the judicial branch informed La Prensa. However, they did not specify any names. The legal actions were filed after the third judge to liquidate criminal cases, Paloisa Martinez, rejected some evidence requested by defense attorneys. The judge sent the file with the appeals to the Superior Liquidation Court to resolve the controversy. The judicial branch reported that once the file returns from the court, a new trial date will be set. Last June, the brothers Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, sons of former President Ricardo Martinelli, and who are serving that 36-month prison sentence in the United States for the Odebrecht case, was also postponed due to the lack of notification. Well, regarding the new delay, the former magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Harry Diaz, considered that the judges must be more energetic so that these hearings and trials are held, especially in those cases where there are a multiplicity of defendants. It is argued that in some cases the appeals are filed by lawyers with the sole intention of delaying the proceedings, which goes against the prompt and uninterrupted justice enshrined in Article 201 of the Constitution. He added that these actions also conflict with the duty to prioritise material law over a formalism, an aspect contained in Article 215 of the Magna Carta. For his part, the former comptroller, Alvin Whedon, recalled that, unfortunately, the current legal regulations allow the filing of appeals in the case of the writ of evidence when one of these parties rejects any of them. But in these cases, he said, the Superior Court of Liquidations must act quickly in order to establish a new trial date as soon as possible. The National Aeronaval Service, Sanan, seized 1,900 kilos of cocaine inside a container that was on a ship from Turbo in Colombia and destined for Slovenia, located in Central Europe. Drug prosecutor Xiomar Rodriguez explained that Sanan agents, during a routine inspection, detected anomalies in the seals of the container that was on a ship that arrived at a port in the province of Colón. The agents have proceeded to carry out a verification procedure, locating inside 64 bags containing packages whose content is presumed to be cocaine. The drug prosecutor's office is investigating whether the container was contaminated with a drug in Panamanian ports or if it was already inside when it left Colombia. The Senan Commissioner, Rafael Callejas, explained that during this year, 85 operations have been carried out in which a total of 63,000 kilos of drugs have been seized so far. The Minister of Security, Juan Pino, has pointed out that the coasts of Colón are a very attractive route for drug trafficking due to the presence of the Gulf clan that sends drugs through this route. Last week, the National Border Service, Senafront, captured a semi-submersible with 600 kilos of cocaine near the island of El Porvenir in the Guniala. And that's it. There we go. That's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.